ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So with the blessings of all senior devotees, we will today read Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 15, entitled Narada and Angira Instruct King Chitraketu. Text number 6. Bhutair Bhutani Bhuteshah Srijati Avati Hanticha Atma Srishtair Ashvantatrair Asvatantatrair Anapeksho Api Balavat Bhutair Bhutani Bhuteshah Srijati Avanti Hanticha Atma Srishtair Ashvantrair Atma Srishtair Asvatantatrair Anapekshopi Balavat Bhutair Bhutani Bhuteshah Srijatyavati Hanticha Atma Srishtair Asvatantrair Anapekshopi Balavat Bhutair Bhutani Bhutesha Bhutair Bhutani Bhuteshah Srijatyavati Hanticha Atma Srishtair Asvatantraira Anapekshopi Balavat Bhutai by some living beings. Bhutani, other living beings. Bhuta Ishah, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The master of everything, Srijati, creates, Avati, maintains, Hanti, kills, Cha, also, Atma Srishtai, who are created by him, Asvatantrair, not independent, Anapekshah, not interested in creation, Api, although Balavat, like a boy. Translation and purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, the master and proprietor of everything, is certainly not interested in the temporary cosmic manifestation. Nonetheless, just as a boy at the beach creates, creates something in which he is not interested, the Lord, keeping everything under His control, causes creation, maintenance and annihilation. He creates by engaging a father to beget a son. He maintains by engaging a government or a king to see the public affair, public welfare. And He annihilates through agents for killing, such as snakes. The agents of creation, maintenance and annihilation have no independent potency. But because the spell of the illusory energy, one thinks himself the creator, maintainer and annihilator. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yutapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare I seek blessings of all the senior devotees before I start speaking. The background of this particular verse and the chapter is that King Chitraketu did not have son from his 10 million wives. That's something very interesting. 10 million wives. How many days in life we can meet each of them, we don't know. And it is also said that they had beautiful faces, they were very attractive, their eyes were very beautiful. I didn't read the purport. I'm very sorry, Prabhu. Extremely sorry. Extremely. Please, thank you very much. Oh. Purport. No one can independently create, maintain and annihilate. Bhagavad Gita 3.27 therefore says, Prakrute kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvashah. Ahankara vimudatma kartaham iti manyate. The bewildered spirit soul, under the influence of the three modes of material nature, thinks himself the doer of the activities that are in actuality carried by the nature. Prakruti, the material nature, as directed by Supreme Personality of Godhead, induces all living entities to create, maintain and annihilate according to the modes of material nature. But the living entity without knowledge of the Supreme Person and his agent, the material energy, thinks that he is the doer. In fact, he is not at all the doer. As an agent of the Supreme Doer, the Supreme Lord, one should abide by the Lord's orders. The present chaotic conditions of the world are due to the ignorance of the leaders who forget that they have been appointed to act by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because they have been appointed by the Lord, their duty is to consult the Lord and act accordingly. The book for consultation is Bhagavad Gita, in which the Supreme Lord gives directions. Therefore, there are those who are engaged in creation, maintenance and annihilation should consult the Supreme Person who has appointed them and should act accordingly. Then everyone will be satisfied and there will be no disturbances. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhuji. I am grateful to you. So, background of this verse, as we were mentioning, that King Chitraketu had no children, no son, although he had 10 million wives, and he was very sorry, and Prabhupada keeps explaining and verses keep explaining that although he had everything that everyone would love to have, still he was unhappy because he didn't have a son. So out of the millions of things that we have want to have, if we don't have one of them, still we will be unhappy. That is the message Prabhupada wants to give us. And then King Chitraketu meets Angira Muni, who comes by great kindness to him. And I read some other places that Mangira Muni tells him that in your fortune, I can see there is no child actually. But he was insisting though, no, my life will be incomplete, I'll be miserable, please, please do something in your power. So then he said that, yes, I will do some yajna for you, but the son which will be born will be the source of happiness and also misery. But you know, sometimes and most of the times we always want to hear what is palatable to us. So he only focused on the happiness that he will receive, and he said, misery we will see. Further, what will come, we'll handle it accordingly. We'll take care of it. So soon son was born. It was he was born from the most wonderful and selected wife, to whom the prasadam was given, and she became pregnant, and Kritadyuti her name was. And then the son was growing, and because of the getting the son, the king naturally was more attached to that wife which was the mother of that son. And all the focus, all attention was on the son and the wife and everything else, and all the other queens were naturally or inadvertently ignored by the king. And all the queens were very unhappy because they lost their attention, they lost their importance, and they were like Miss Nobody. So they one day poisoned the son when he was sleeping, and the son died. This is typical material world. Typical story of the material world. Why it appears in Bhagavatam, why it has place in Bhagavatam, because it got lot of lessons from the pure devotional service point of view. That is why it appears in Srimad Bhagavatam. And there are so many verses where the lamentation of the queen and the king and the whole kinsmen and all the kingdom are explained. How everybody was so miserable, because king is miserable, because the queen is miserable, everybody else is miserable, to see them cry and wail and cry like anything. At that very moment of time, Angira Muni along with Narad Muni arrived there. Sadhus are always coming out of their kindness. They want to alleviate the miseries of living entities, they want to give them enlightenment, they want to deliver them the cycles of birth and death, they want to give them attachment, connection with Krishna, and eventually love of Krishna. And King Chitraketu was a very nice person, very nice devotee, very devoted, very kartavya parayan. That means engrossed in doing his duties. He was a very wonderful person and a devotee of the Lord also. But you know, every good person always have some doubt, some fault. And because of the fault only we are here. Otherwise, if there was no fault, why would we be here? We should be with Krishna actually. So that is why looking at the great good qualities, the saints never concentrate on the bad quality, but come to help the living entities to come out of their problem, whatever they have. So this chapter talks about the teachings or the upadesh that Angira Muni and Narad Muni together gave to King Chitraketu. And a very startling and very enlightening discussion, very heavily philosophical, which also matches with the verses in Bhagavad Gita, Prakruti Kriyamanani. And even in that chapter, Sri Krishna in Bhagavad Gita tells so many things about life and death and the reality of life and the controllership, and the same things in these verses also are explained. And Prabhupada is so expert, he is telling that everybody should live under the guidance of Krishna, and nobody should think he is a maintainer or a king or a creator or annihilator. And when they need guidance, they should refer to Bhagavad Gita as it is. Bhagavad Gita is full of instructions. Many times we don't like to read only instructions. We want to read some stories. So Sri Krishna has given all varieties. This is the same thing Sri Krishna is telling us through Shukadev, through Suta Goswami, through Narad Muni. The same truth through a story of Chitraketu. So, of course, in the end of the story, after the Upadeshas, it's like the carpenter is, you know, that sawing the wood slowly, 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 slowly. It's very painful. And then finally the wood is cut into pieces. And then the disease is gone. Like that, Chitraketu Maharaj is finally freed from all misconceptions and sorrow and misery that he had, because he had the misconception that he is a controller and he wanted to do something which he liked to have. So he came to a understanding by the kindness, by the guidance of Angira and Narad Muni, that he is not a controller. Lord is the controller, and everything that happens in this world by his will, and always for our good. That is most important to understand. What is always for our good may not be palatable to our senses. But we'll have to learn from philosophical point of view, from philosophical scriptures and guidances, that whatever happens in this world is simply by the will of the Lord, number one, and always for our good, for ultimate good. And our ultimate good is what? Ultimate good is to be united always with Krishna in loving devotional service, absorbed in His love and service. All our sufferings in this life are basically because we are struggling with the will of the Lord. We have come here to give up the will of the Lord and live independently. And as a result of that, we get body and we senses, and we get desire of enjoyment and to do things according to our desire and want things as per our desire, want them to happen according to our will. But in the process, because it is unnatural, we are not the natural controllers. Natural control is Supreme Lord. And because of that, things happen differently than what we want, and we suffer. So the bottom line is, moment we say, yes, my Lord, you are our master, you are our well-wisher, you are so kind, you are compassionate, and you will never do anything which is not good for me. So my Lord, from today onwards I accept whatever you wish to do in my life. You know, it puts also Lord at such a ease. It's like we also have been parents, we have raised children. To the degree the child struggles with the father's and mother's desire, to that degree there is tension, there is suffering, there is pain, and there is unpleasant experiences. And to the degree the child is acceptable to parents' instruction and is very obedient, everything becomes so pleasurable, happy, and the interactions are very pleasurable. All the unpleasurable experiences are because of the struggling with the desire of our superior, and in spiritual life with the Guru and Sri Krishna. It's very simple actually in one sense, but because our senses are very strong, because our sense of proprietorship is very strong, because our desire to control is very strong, it becomes very difficult to accept the simple truth. But Brijvasis didn't have any difficulty in that. They suffered so many atrocities, so many difficulties, so many calamities, so many unbelievable experiences. But never said, it is because of you, Krishna. You are the cause behind all this thing, which is actually true. You are the one who is cause of all our suffering. We will not go with you again, because wherever we go with you and we follow what you want to say, there is a difficulty in calamity. Not even one time they have said that. They just did Indra Puja, there was a heavy rains like crazy, everything was destroyed. And when the rains came very heavily, they didn't say, it is you, because of you, your change of plan, we had to go through all these things, we will never follow you. But they are, in Bhagavatam you read, hey Krishna, Krishna Mahabhav, please save us, where are you? And he's saying, okay, now come with me. They're not asking, now where are you taking us? Plus, before you told something to us and we followed you and we have difficulties, now where are you taking us? They just come, they just followed. Now what are you doing? I'm going to lift the mountain. What? You lift the mountain? How it is possible? They didn't say that. They had faith. Although he appeared not like their father or grandfather or great-grandfather. He was apparently like a small child, talkative, innocent, sometimes making mischief. But we have to study the lives of Brijbasis, because they give us great inspiration and insight in the truth of life. That they had accepted, even in their transcendental loving mellows that they had with Krishna, which will make them forget sometimes that he is Lord. But they had at the bottom line accepted that he is a controller, he is a well-wisher, and he is the best. Whatever happens, he is going to take care of us. We don't have to worry. Simply follow whatever he is saying. So we read so-called miserable situations in Braj, but everything, that so-called misery, is ending in such a blissful atmosphere. 7 days and seven nights under the mountain, where not only one rasa is exhibited, but all the five rasas are exhibited together for such a long time. Everybody could participate into others' rasa and interactions. It was such a very beautifully woven, that other times when only one rasa will be exhibited, only those people will experience those wonderful experiences. But here we saw, just because of acceptance that Sri Krishna is our boss, he is the controller, devotees are getting such nice experiences. And then Indra also had to surrender because of that loving acceptance of Brijbasis. He also came to acceptance that, yes, I am not the boss, Sri Krishna is the controller. Because he was in the same illusion, I am the controller. If I want, I will give rains, otherwise I will destroy everything. I have the power to destroy it. Not to speak of one village, I can destroy the whole country if I want. That was the illusion that he had. But Srila Prabhupada is explaining very clearly, whether it is creation, whether it is maintenance, whether it is annihilation, is fully controlled by the Lord, although he is not involved in it. That is another beautiful part of the whole story. That he is controlling, but is not involved in it. Somebody else is doing it on his behalf as per his will. So the lesson that we have to carry home is that we have to learn not to struggle with the things that happen in our life. What is the things that happen in our life? That is the will of the Lord. The way the things are happening. And because we are not yet pure devotees, at least myself, we have the struggle with the happenings around, because our senses saying something and we are saying something. But with the association of devotees, with the instructions of Prabhupada given in his purports, we need to come to conclusion that I may not understand how and why things are happening the way they are happening, but I do understand they are happening for my good, with a perfect customized plan that the Lord is devising for me. And my Lord, I accept it, because I know you love me, you are concerned about me, you care for me, and I want to be in your lap, my Lord. Please keep me in your lap. And even if I am an ignorant fool and I am trying to struggle with your desire, please, my Lord, that time you contain me. Even if I want to do something great sense enjoyment, which is not good for me, and apparently it is possible, don't make it possible, my Lord. I may not be in my senses and sanity that time, but I pray to you now, my Lord, please don't let me go away from you. Don't let me fall prey to Maya. I put an eternal desire to you to keep me under your shelter all the time, my Lord, and let me be always in acceptance. Give me that intelligence, that buddhi, sat sat vivek buddhi, which will help me to accept you and your desire as my desire in my life. When we make our will, desire, by efforts and by great efforts, one with the Lord, we are actually in Golok now also. We don't have to be liberated, or we don't need to be embodied to be Jivan Mukta. Jivan Mukta stage is when we say, yes, my Lord. That is Jivan Mukta stage. Because that time Sri Krishna has full freedom. Of course, he has all the freedom all the time. But the struggle is not there. And when we allow Krishna to handle ourselves the way he wants, it is a very natural, swabhavik situation as per our constitution, the way we are originally. And becomes very happy and palatable. No much energy is wasted in struggling. Because struggle means what ultimately? Something is coming opposite, we are going in opposite direction. So there is a lot of friction, a lot of energy wastage, lot of which can be used in service to Krishna. So all our life, things are happening by the will of the Lord. But we fail to accept many times and we accept sometimes. If it is easier, we accept. If it is difficult, we don't accept. If it is palatable, we accept. If it is not palatable, we reject. That is our nature, our conditioned nature. But we have to pray to the Lord, because things are not easy as we speak here. But prayer makes it easy. If we are praying to the Lord, knowing well who we are and our fallen situation and our fallen condition of struggling with the desire of the Lord, and we pray accordingly, "My Lord, I am a rascal number one. My tendency is to struggle with you. My tendency is not to understand the way you are doing things for me. But now for this moment of time, I am in little sanity, though I am accepting, I am offering my prayer to you. Please accept me as your own. And always guide me. And even though my desires are adverse according to your plans, make me in such a way that I do things according to your desire. Let things happen as per your plan, finally. Let things not happen as per my desire if they are not good for me. Let things happen as per your desire, because I know your plans for me are very wonderful, and most of the times your plans I don't understand. The depth of the plan, the expanse of the plan, and the greatness of the plan, and the welfare that is hidden in the plan, I may not understand any of these things because they are too transcendental, I am too conditioned. So let things be as they are, I am conditioned soul, your things are transcendental, but let things happen as per your transcendental plan." There is something called as affection and something called as attachment. When we, like here, it looks like, you know, so much attachment Chitraketu had for his son. But the bottom line was the pleasure that he was deriving from the child. So when mother loves child, when father loves child, it is appears so natural actually. But nobody knows the consciousness behind it. Only the person knows, or may not be also the guru may know, that it is called attachment when it is for ourself, when it is selfishly based. That is attachment. Affection is based on service for the pleasure of the person whom we are affectionate to. And in Krishna consciousness, we have to understand that affection never makes you suffer, and attachment always makes you suffer. So attachment means expectation. Attachment means self, what I am going to get out of it. Whatever activity I am doing now, I am looking after my child will take care of me when he will grow. Or right now, when I am taking care of my child is giving so much happiness to me by his broken language, by his activities, by his words and actions, and so much pleasure is coming, that's why I love the child. But as soon as the child makes his panties dirty, I want to give it to servant immediately. Or I do it with great reluctance and unhappiness. That is attachment. Affection means I simply do it, pleasant or unpleasant, for the pleasure of the person whom I am serving. And because the self is not involved in that, there is so much happiness there. While you are serving and while you don't get actually what things should happen in the future. So all of us are supposed to develop affection for the Lord. Keeping the Lord in such a position in our life that we always want to serve Him and do not expect things from Him the way we want that will please us. And we will serve the Lord only when we get pleasurable experiences in His service. Even when death is approaching us, we need to understand at that time also Krishna is in full control, and Sri Krishna is going to do exactly the best thing for us, customized way, not the way He has done for others. And we cannot imitate or cannot expect the same things. But even in the last moment of time, Sri Krishna will do what is best for us. And that may not be revealed to us at the given moment of time, all the things that are going to happen in the future. Because if we know everything what is going to happen in the future, we may not be able to be happy now. So Sri Krishna gives us memory and loss of memory as per His desire. Knowledge, memory and forgetfulness as per His desire. There is also a lot of mercy and love in that. If we were to know what everything is going to happen in future, we will be miserable right now only. We will bring all the miseries of future in the present, and the happy present also will be spoiled by all of us. So Sri Krishna is a very kind and very merciful personality. And we just need to keep faith in him that he will do the needful. Like the child is when he is in the lap of mother, maybe 1 month old. He is not questioning the mother. Mummy, you just gave me milk right now, but I hope you give me after 1 hour also. Mummy, you change my nappy 1 hour before. I hope next time also when I do potty, you will change my nappy. Is he ever asking? Or have you seen any child asking the father and mother, I am going to school now, my school is going to open, fees are going to be paid, are you going to be paid this time also? I hope you will give me new shoes and new bag and new books and new fees. No, they are all done much in advance, even before you come to know that fees are to be paid. This is happening in our life also. And we have so much faith in that situation when we are a child, that yes, we will be fed, we will be much, much more before we get hungry. The plans of food are already ready and they come to us at the time, and we are growing very beautifully. But similarly, when we are living such kind of life with faith, we need to live that kind of life of faith in our spiritual life also. Because here the ultimate father and mother is Sri Krishna. Tvameva mata pita tvameva. Tvameva bandhu sakha tvameva. He is looking after us in all the capacities. And we need to keep faith. Because it becomes also easy for him when it is faith. And suffering for us, we don't have faith. And he will do anyways what is good for us. But the reaction, the situation, the way it happens will be a very painful experience. Like in our medical profession, you know, when we have to give injection to somebody, a grown-up man will say, okay, doctor, how much it is? 5 ml, oh, it will pain. Okay, my hand is with you, my shoulder is with you, do the needful. And in the same place, the child comes, and child is howling and crying, no, no, this doctor is a demon, my parents are demons, they want to get me suffer like anything. And when that happens, what happens? 4 more men come, and they have to hold you. They have to twist your arms and make you fixed, and then injection is given. So the Lord is like a doctor. He will give you the injection anyways, but you have to choose whether 4 people should come and harass you to do the same thing. Or you have to say, okay, my Lord, I know the basic pain is there. But we are increasing our pain by some harassment that others are going to so-called cause to us. But the basic suffering, whatever purification is going to take place anyways. So why increase our pain? Why increase our suffering? By speculating, by doubting, by struggling, by not accepting. How to do that? By knowledge. If you have the knowledge, the doctor is a good man, he is not a demon. He will be giving me injection what is required for me to get well. And I have to accept little pain for that as a part of purification, and I do it. Thank you very much. If you are grateful and your acceptance is there, and all the mercy that is planned for us will come to us in a best possible way, in the most pleasant way, in the most palatable way, and most blissful way. All the purification also can take place in blissful way, provided we say, yes, my Lord. And all that purification will come to us in a very painful and suffering and time consuming way if we say, no, my Lord. Why, my Lord? If we say that, the things change. But things are going to happen in the way they are planned to be, but your experience will become painful. And why should we make our experience painful? Is there anybody here who wants to be painful, who wants to be in pain? We all want to be happy because we are anandamayo bhyasat, by nature blissful. We are seeking bliss. That's our nature, that's our right, that's our constitution. So to help our constitution, to help exactly what we want, actually, we should say, yes, my Lord. And then when we learn to say continuously, yes, my Lord, then apart from purification, the most beautiful realizations prop in and the most beautiful Leela of the Lord is revealed to all of us. Ultimately, what is Lord's desire? The Lord's desire is he wants us back in his pastimes, that we have left him and we are struggling. Lord is somehow trying to get us back. He is more interested in those who are not in his pastimes than those who are already in his pastimes. A loving father always worries about one who is lost. than those who are already with him. Because those who are with him, they already have the kingdom of the Lord. They already inherited all the things what Lord has. He is worried about those who have not yet inherited what is their right. And that's why these beautiful pastimes are there. To remind us that we have to learn to say, yes, my Lord. Then all these pastimes will be revealed in our heart also. Now they are hitting our retina through our eyes and through our ears. They will be seen and experienced by us at the level of heart, even though we will be in conditioned stage. We may not have to be liberated or moksha to experience. But the Lord cannot do. The Lord can do anything, provided we are in line with His desire. These beautiful pastimes of Jhulan Yatra, today is Hariyali Tij, these beautiful pastimes are very esoteric. And Acharyas explained to us that such beautiful, esoteric, sweet, intimate pastimes of the Lord are to be heard with basic awe and reverence, not as a probable or eligible candidate to participate. We have to keep ourselves in our position and with great awe and reverence hear or see them. That is first thing. And we'll have to also understand that these pastimes are basically, Sri Krishna, I will explain to you in few words. Through all these pastimes, Sri Krishna is always giving message to us that I am here, that is Sri Krishna, I am here to please my devotees. And if getting defeated pleases me, I am there for that. So we are in the pastimes of Holi, Sri Krishna comes to get defeated. And he also carries all the punishments, that is called fagua, punishments that is to be given when you lose, you have to give those who win, you have to give them gifts, clothing, ornaments, food, sweetmeats and everything, whatever pleases them, this Uttaraya Vastra, very costly. Sri Krishna, before starting playing Holi, starting from Nandagaon, he is already carrying all those big parcels of gifts. His plan is to play Holi and to lose in Holi and to give all the gopis whatever he has given, he has got, and touch their feet and get their blessings. Same thing is in Hariyali Tij also. What is Hariyali Tij? Tij means the third day. I think today we are in the third day of Shravan month. And when the month ended, 3 days back, also the full Bangla festival of Vrindavan also ended. That is, keeping the Lord in the palace of flowers. The Lord is in the center. And all fragrant flowers from all over the world are coming and they are beautifully decorated in chandelier form and in various forms. And Lord is given pleasure in that. He's enjoying the beautiful fountains of scented water which bring coolness, which give beautiful feelings of droplets of cool, fragrant water droplets on his skin, going to give him pleasure. All these things are done from Vasanta Panchami till this Amavasya. And immediately after 3 days, the new Leela starts. What happens today is, Radharani is married to Sri Krishna. Of course, there are various different Leelas, but it's also a fact that Radharani got married with Krishna. And all the married girls from Barsana to Nandagaon, they are brought in this month back to their mother's house. And newly married girls who are married to Nandagaon, they come back to their house, Barsana, and all their mothers and brothers, they swing the newly married girl. Great affection. The first month of Shravana, they are brought back. So it was explained that everybody, all the girls who got married with Radharani to different men, their brothers came and took them to their mother's home and they are already swinging. And Radharani is saying, "Oh Sridhama, what happened to you? Did you forget me after I got married? Oh Mother Kirtida, have you forgotten me?" So she is singing songs of calling and loving separation from her mother and brother. And after 3 days, on today's day, Sridhama comes to Nandagaon on a chariot. And then Radharani is very happy. And Sridhama, with great love and affection by Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj and all the Prajvasis in Nandagaon, she ascends the chariot and Sridhama drives Radharani back to Barsana. And today is the day she is swung by her brother and all the Brajvasis and all her friends. That is the essential story of Harialitij. So there is a very unique Rath Yatra which takes place from Nandgaon to Barsana. And the passenger is Radharani and the driver is Sridhama. And because of the beautiful rains that has already come in Ashada and already falling in Shravan, everything is green. See, such a wonderful sight actually. All tamal leaves, all kinds of different leaves and trees are there with fruits. Everything is so green. You just travel in train, travel in bus, travel walking, travel in bullock carts. You see everywhere green, green and green. Because the Prakruti, the Mother Earth is so happy with the situation around to please Krishna. So everybody on this day, dresses also get green. You see, if you go to temples, then you will see all the Pandas and Goswamis dress up in green. Their Shringar is in green. The Parda is in green. The curtain is in green. The dress is in green. The flowers also possible, they also get. And the decorations, they in temples are in green. So it's called Hariyali Tij. And then all the pastimes of swinging with Radharani and Gopis begin today. It is said, when it was Vyasa Purnima, that day Nanda Bhavan, for 1 month Sri Krishna swinging with Balramji. When we celebrated Vyasa Purnima here, the day of disappearance of Sanatana Goswami, it was on 20th of, I think, last month. That is the day when Sri Krishna Balaram, both of them start swinging in Nandagaon. And they swing till Balaram Jayanti, that is Raksha Bandhan Purnima, Shravan Purnima. And Sri Banki Bihariji will swing from today. And in all Gaudiya temples, all the lords will swing from Ekadashi to Purnima. But traditionally, Radha Damodar, Radha Shamsundar, Sri Ranganaji at Rangji Mandir, and Radha Vallabji, all these ancient famous temples, they start swinging the Lord from today. And Sri Banki Bihariji has a very ancient, very historical jhula, which was made in 1947. Very interesting to know. It took them 3 years, that means in 1944 they began. And somehow or other, it is interesting for all of us to know that 15th August 1947, the day of independence of India, was Hariyali Tij. And that day, this great jhula, the great swing, was made ready. And that day, Banki Bihariji swung in that jhula. It is about 2200 kilos of silver and around 22 kilos of gold and many kilos of teak wood, which was brought from Nepal. With full cooperation with Nepal government, the choicest of wood was given from Nepali forests and brought to India, and the karigars, the people who made it, took 3 years to make it. And that on that swing, Banki Bihariji will swing today. The whole world will be there. The whole Vrindavan roads are blocked because so much of crowds are expected. To see the Lord swinging, such a pleasurable pastime that is going to be make the Lord happy. So this is the Jhulan pastime. And there are hundreds of lilas our acharyas also explained in a variety of scriptures. And I will like to just touch upon something, that the Lord is swinging, Radharani is swinging, and there are varieties of swinging. Sri Krishna swinging Radharani sometimes, Radharani swinging Krishna sometimes, all the Sakhis swinging Radha Krishna together sometimes, sometimes Lalita and Radharani, and sometimes Radha and Krishna, sometimes Lalita and Krishna, and varieties of swinging. And the way they swing, the swing is made of flowers, gold, jewels, diamonds, whatever precious, most precious things are, they are used in making the swing. And the latest fragrant flowers coming in the forest are plucked by the gopis under the direction of Vrinda Devi, and they are decorating the swing every day in the most gorgeous way. And in the evening time they decorate Krishna, decorate Radharani, everybody gets decorated, and they are brought to the Nikunja, the confidential place, not the open place, which is closed from all sides, which has guard at the gate in the form of a gopi. And there they are received by gopis. Sri Krishna comes decorated. Radharani comes decorated, followed by the gopis. All the sweetmeats are made, what to eat, which raga to be used for singing, which taal to be used for playing mridanga and other instruments, who will play which instrument, who will play veena, who will play violin, who will play mridanga, who will play sitar. All these arrangements are done by Vrinda Devi. And finally, Kavi Karanapur explains in Gopal, in Anand Vrindavan Champu, that when the swing actually starts swinging, it's a very unique way. It moves in circles like this. It moves on sideways. It moves in usual way, front and back. And it moves in circles also. And at the most unknown moment, unexpected moment, the gopis will swing in such a way that the swing will go zoop 360 degrees. And at that time, when Radharani and Krishna are above, on the highest point on the circle, Radharani will, out of fear, embrace Krishna. And Krishna is very happy by that. So he will sing, he will signal gopis, please do it again. So such kind of beautiful pleasures. And suddenly in between, when all the gopis are singing, dancing, and you know, beautiful atmosphere is created and they are swinging, suddenly Shri Krishna will take out colors from his waist, which are tied up here secretly, and he starts throwing colors. And then Kavi Karanapur explains that whole the Nikunja is filled with variety of colors. Nothing is known what's happening inside. All the demigods are trying to see from top, let us watch. But the colors are so colorful that nothing is seen what is there beyond the color. And whole night such beautiful swinging pastimes mixed with the holy, on the jhula, out of the jhula, keeps taking place. And in the morning, then they go to take rest for some time and gopis are massaging their feet. And then they are woken up with beautiful songs and Mangal Bhoga is given to them. And they all go back to home, waiting eagerly for the evening to come. And Vrinda Devi gets busy for planning for the next day. But what is most important to understand, there is also competition in the swing. At times, Sri Krishna alone and Radharani alone are swinging differently. And there is a competition. Who is swinging it higher than other? And the team here and team there is helping them to get swung. Radharani's team is swinging and Krishna's team is also swinging him. But Krishna is saying, swing me slowly. They say, oh, you are going to lose. See, Radharani is touching that flower high up there with her feet. When the gopis are swinging her, why don't you let us swing and make you win? So he says, I am meditating on the earrings of Radharani, which are swinging like jhula. And I am meditating on the light which is reflecting from the kundala of Radharani on her cheeks and how that is moving when the kundala is moving. I am meditating on the ornaments which Radharani is wearing and the garlands which Radharani is wearing, which leave her body when she is backwards, which go close to her bosom when she is frontwards. I am meditating on that. And he is simply thinking, I am that earring and I am that garland and I am that ornament. And he is experiencing being close to the bosom of Radharani and experiencing the swinging of the ornament, which he thinks he is. And in the end, in this deep meditation, the competition ends. And naturally, who is the winner? Radharani is the winner. Sri Krishna is the loser. And the party gopis which are with Krishna, they are saying, oh Lord, you lost. He said, yes, I came here to lose. But who is the real winner? Who was so close to Radharani, to her bosom, in the form of the garland which I was meditating on, that I was that. So in the process of losing, the Lord is actually winner. But in the process of losing, the Lord is giving so much pleasure to everybody. So what is the message for us? Is that the Lord is always planning to lose with His devotees, to give them pleasure, to make them happy. How much we should be always be willing to lose in the so-called arguments and battles that we have with fellow devotees. Because what is going to please Krishna is when we are happy in losing in front of devotees. That way we will win over Maya. If we will lose in front of devotees and in front of the plan of the Lord. You say, okay, I agree, my Lord. You want to beat me? You want to make me lose? I thank you, my Lord. That is actual secret of winning. So this Julan Yatra, we'll have to observe in such a mood that look, the Lord is planning to lose from his devotees. in front of his devotees. How wonderful. In creating such a beautiful pastime, which is so much satisfying and blissful to the soul, still Lord is thinking, I don't want to get the pleasure additionally of winning. Let all my gopis, Radharani and everybody else win against me. So this is the beauty of this pastime. Can we also meditate when we see Lord swinging from Ekadashi onwards? Can we look at his ornaments in his ears, in his neck, on his waist? Because even the waist ornament which is hanging is also swinging. And we all are swinging with great devotion. We also get the rope and we swing. We should only swing for the pleasure of the Lord. Now that I got the chance as a VIP and I am going to swing. But swing in the mood to give pleasure to the divine couple. And look upon the various decorations the devotees have done a great effort to decorate and make Lord beautiful. And all those flowery ornaments which are earrings and which are necklaces and which are garlands are moving. And let us meditate on that when it is happening actually. With all wide open eyes, let us see that. And then when that ends for the day, meditate on that before sleeping. And meditate for the whole day till the next day when the new Leela is going to take place. That is why the festivals are celebrated here. To allow us to participate in them in the mood of a service, not as a mood of eligible participant. To participate in the mood of service, in the mood of being instrument in the hands of the Lord for their pleasure, for his pleasure and for his associates' pleasure. That's what his Krishna conscious life is all about. Srila Prabhupada did such hard work to create a facility for all of us to be able to understand and participate in the mood of service. He actually opened the gateway of Golok Vrindavan for us while we are in the conditioned state in this material body, suffering from life and death. Within this period of so-called suffering within the body, he has created so many opportunities of transcendental pleasure to be in Golok Vrindavan and Golok Vrindavan consciousness while we are here. And we get so much lost in the nitty-gritties and arguments and ego clashes and this and that, we are actually wasting our time. We need to do our duties, but we have to always be conscious at the back of our mind that we are here to serve. Whether win or lose, our basic constitution is to serve. And how far the material nature is going to oppose us and the three gunas are going to obstruct us, we will beg to Krishna to help us to cross over that. And the dog barks, the owner of the dog can shut the dog up with one instruction and make your road clear, rather than you struggling with the dog on your own, with own strength. So whenever that happens, unfortunately, we turn to the Lord and pray, my Lord, please help me, I'm getting into an argument, I'm getting into an unpleasant situation in the material world, but my Lord, please help me. Why Lord will not help us? That same situation will become a source of purification and for higher realization, opportunity for higher realization. So with these few words, I thank all of you. So many senior devotees are sitting here and talking. If there is any question or comment, we can take if the time permits. Yes, is there a microphone there? When to stop.
But if that is Krishna's desire that living entities become Krishna conscious, how this obstacle is being allowed by the Lord. I'm thinking of two examples. One is in the early days of the movement, Srila Prabhupada worked so hard in New York to get his storefronts, get registered to society. And finally he met someone who was high up, who was preaching Muslim hippies, someone from the UN. He was going to have this representative from the UN.
So what is the question?
The question is, in these incidents, how is it that one can see that even though it's going against what Krishna's will is, that is his will?
That is why we have devotee sangha. devotee association. That's why we have counselors, spiritual counselors, shiksha gurus, guides. Whenever there is a situation like that, this way is good or that way is good, the easiest way is to approach our seniors and ask them. And they will throw light on the situation as per their realization. And if we have faith that when I am inquiring, Sri Krishna will reveal the answer to me through him. With that faith, if you ask, then Sri Krishna is obliged to speak through that person to guide you. So moment to moment guidance in life, what to do? We should have our shiksha gurus. Our guru may not be available all the time, but the senior devotees whom we have faith in, we have to keep on associating with them, consulting them. That's how we do. And you can try to do the same way. Even in the mission of Krishna, when we are in service to him, whether to continue in a challenging situation or when to stop, when to continue, when to restart again, we discuss among devotees and we get guidance. We don't go whimsically because something at some time has been told to us and now I have to just go, although it is going to spoil the whole thing. But the experience of senior devotees will help us. Their experience of similar situations and their realizations at that particular time, experience will help us to do the same things nicely rather than go in their way. We keep suffering and then we realize. Hare Krishna. So humble submission to devotees is important. Any other question? Yes, Prabhuji. Microphone can be given. The reason behind Bharat Maharaj's affection turned into attachment because he had no association of devotees there. He was alone. If he had company of similar kind of people around him or seniors or whatever, then they would have checked him. But he was alone in the forest undergoing all these experiences. That's why his affection and his compassion in the beginning turned into attachment in the end. So we'll have to always see that our attachments, if they wanted to be converted into affection, we always need company of senior devotees, which they will help us with a thin line of between affection and attachment. They will turn our attachment by their counseling into affection, so that our selfish involvement in those activities will be lost and we will become able to do those activities with selfless service motivation. So devotees are extremely important element in our life. At all stages of life, in neophyte stage, in the Madhyamadhikari stage, Uttamadhikari stage, the purest of all pure stages, even the purest of all devotees also agree that they need association of similar minded people. So there is no alternative to association of sincere devotees. And all our attachments can be converted into affection and will be cause of our liberation at the feet of the Lord. Nick, you have a question? Yes. All the living entities. All the living entities. Even to animals and amoeba, paramecium. In biology we know that. All the living entities who are spirit souls, who are now embodied into variety of insignificant and significant bodies, Lord loves them equally. So he doesn't have a special plan for human beings and special plan for animals. Of course, externally that plan may be different, but internally the love and the affection that he has for every living entity is same, and the plan also is customized with the same loving sentiment. But to those who start advancing towards him, start desiring him, proportionately he will respond as per the will of the people who are in that process. And even his punishment to the miscreants is also act of love only. Punishment is also act of love in other way. It manifests in different ways, but the customized plan is always there, and all the customized plans that the Lord does is out of his love and compassion for all of us. How fortunate we are, isn't that true? Like a doctor doesn't give one tablet to all patients in the hospital. He will diagnose and he will give different treatment to each patient and change it differently at different times as per the progress of the patient. So similarly, all different things are planned for us by the Lord with love and affection, with the mood of curing us and getting back us back to His lotus feet, all of us. So should we end here? Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Hariyali Tij festival ki, Dulhan Yatra ki, Shri Krishna Balaram ki, Radha Shyam Sundar Bhagavan ki, Jai.